I'm Jim Burris. Disillusioned with our jobs, record numbers of us have quit, found a new gig, or walked away with no position to go to.
Now, pre-pandemic, that was virtually unheard of in the U.S., but the factors that led to the shift were there. Pre-COVID, says Dr. Melva Robertson. She's an assistant professor of management at Clayton State University. But it didn't have to be this way, she argues in the journal Strategic HR Review. Recently, Robertson and I spoke about the choices companies had to make that led to the Great Resignation, as it's been dubbed. And she says CEOs really had two options.
You could either exacerbate the situations that were causing people to consider leaving, or you try to mitigate that. And I think that what we see here is that it didn't happen. A lot of people were burned out. There were a lot of factors, of course, heightened by the fact that we were in the middle of a pandemic. But what we saw is that that huge spike meant that people still decided that they preferred a different option than what they currently were in.
What's the likelihood that the company either didn't know or didn't think to change the workplace environment during this time?
I think it's a very huge likelihood that the company chose not to change. There are, and I guess that could be answered two different ways. I mean, one could be the companies knew and just didn't know how to change it, or two, the signs were there, but they weren't aware of it. And what I consider the missed opportunity is not recognizing those signs, because there are job satisfaction indicators that leaders can recognize that are, you know, they're just kind of hints that your employees may not be as satisfied on the job and may be considering looking for something else.
What do they look like? What are those markers?
One is justice in the workplace. So people have noticed that they're gauging their fairness appraisal. It's their fairness appraisal of job satisfaction indicators. So they're looking at how are they being treated versus others and their coworkers and their peers. And that could be anything from reward and recognition, job responsibilities, anything, reprimands or performance appraisals, performance evaluations. Am I being recognized? Do I feel valued and valuable to this company and a part of this greater good that the company is going to aim to achieve? And another one is the work environment. So there's so many factors and characteristics that happen in the work setting. And it could include, you know, engagement with your other employees, your other coworkers, how you interact with your direct supervisors, organizational policies, and all of those factors, including the leadership factors. So how does the leader mitigate these different circumstances? How does the leader control the environment or the culture? And whether or not the leader was doing that had a huge impact on a lot of employees, which in turn, you find that it affects the work engagement. And if you're not engaged, that's a huge indicator that you're probably on your way out or looking for your way out.
For those employees who do jump ship, is the grass always greener?
I think that for some of the higher causes for their leaving in the first place, that's what they're really focused on in the next position. So for instance, if an employee is burned out and looking for work-life balance, then that's going to be top priority for them when they're looking at their next position. And that piece of the puzzle, they probably will be able to find that because that's what they're searching so hard for. Now, does that mean that everything else will fall into place? Not necessarily, but I do believe that it helps to prioritize what's important for that employee.
Let's say you're a company that's kind of looking around baffled by what's just happened and the employee turnover, what you've lost. If you're the CEO of that company, what do you do at this point?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think what you have to do is look at your organizational culture. Look at what is happening within the organization. People are talking. And it's really important for a leader to have a pulse of their organization and to know what is being said about the organizational culture, because that's really important. There needs to be a focus on leadership development so that leaders are able to recognize some of these job satisfaction indicators, and they're also able to be developed in how to mitigate those situations. In addition to knowing what were the factors and listening to those factors that were identified maybe in exit interviews or even, you know, the water cooler talk. What are those factors that cause people to leave? And how can I be intentional about making sure that doesn't happen again?
Dr. Melva Robertson is an assistant professor of management at Clayton State University. As far as the take this job and shove it trend, she says it's likely to continue as many of us continue to focus on ourselves and our needs first.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't